Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with its Faith and Freedom Show. Normally, I talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. If you're listening today, I hope you don't think this is an infomercial. It is not an infomercial. It is a public service, absolutely. It is definitely a public service. In fact, everything we do, if you're from the Liberty Works Radio Network portion of those things that are being fed to Frank Talk 104.3 FM, it is effectively customer service. Love your neighbor as yourself. Our goal is to equip you, to inspire you. You can be salt and light in your world. It takes some calorie burning, but I will guarantee to you that the reward will be much more worthy than the investment. Jesus said, give, and it will be given unto you, but he didn't say it would be equitable, that the scales would be balanced. Of course, it will be balanced because it'll be a just scale. He says, give, and it'll be given back, like everything pressed down, shaken up, and then, you know, overflowing. In other words, it'll be given back beyond measure. So Steve Saint is a guy that I was interviewing. He's one of your neighbors. Their office in Dunellen has produced this organization called iTech, Indigenous Peoples Technology Education and something or other. Let me go to it right now. Technology and Education Center. And what we did is we were highlighting this thing that they've come out with called the Maverick. It's a flying car. And I'm highlighting it over and over and over and over, because my encouragement to you is to get off the old Rumpelstiltskin and let's get energized and meeting the need of our neighbor. Give, and it'll be given unto you. You know what? The reason why our freedom is waning in this nation, our freedom has come in proportion to our faith. And it is essentially, we got to keep that in mind, because when we become faithless and we're not fulfilling what we ought to be doing, that is, of course, always to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, we're going to reap the rewards. You know what kind of things we're doing as a society? We're murdering our posterity. We wonder why there's no 36-year-olds around to buy houses these days, because we've been killing them in the in utero infanticide industry. So what I'm saying is we're going to reap what we sow. So here's somebody in your neighborhood who is sowing seeds, who is applying energy, giving sacrifice for the sake of the least of these, who then will be able to, in turn, give to others like themselves. I'll tell you a little bit before I play this, the closing words from Steve Saint. I'll tell you about, again, the Maverick made in your area. Go by Marion County Airport. I think you might bump into these guys. The Maverick, the flying car that does. The Maverick is a true flying car drivable on public roads with a civilian driver's license and pilotable when airborne under the SLSA, ELSA certification. Preparation for flight is quick and simple thanks to iTechs, Indigenous Peoples Technology and Education Center, innovative wing deployment system, which also provides a Maverick maneuvering capabilities unique among powered parachute vehicles. Flies like a car. The controls, aerial controls, are fly-by-wire integrated into the ground controls, so the pilot's experience resembles driving. So you can find out about that and read about that at iTechUSA.com. .org. I'm going to go to something else. They have this projects thing on this website, and they have this thing called iFly. Powered Parachute talks about iTech's flying car, the Maverick. iDent, the iDent Indigenous Dental Training Program, designed to meet critical dental needs in places where there is no dentist, where there is no better alternative. They have a portable dental system as a robust, fully articulating dental chair and battery-operated handpiece, all in a package you can comfortably carry on your back, setting a new world standard in truly portable dentistry. The iTech's PDS, that's portable dental system, is unlike any other system with its compact 33-pound package. I'm reading from the iTechUSA.org. This is their website. This is not an infomercial. This is me and our ministry giving. And, of course, we know the Lord will give unto us, but we're just giving for the point that it needs to be made. You need to know what's happening in your area. This is of global interest, folks. This is global impact. And it's not a New World Order government. It's old school. Love your neighbor as yourself. iMed, the iMed Indigenous Medical Training System, developed to be an intensive, highly focused medical training program designed to make it possible for indigenous non-healthcare workers to learn to offer safe and effective basic healthcare services to their own people when such healthcare is not available through government or non-government organizations. ICE is a program that equips indigenous believers with the skills they need to identify common eye disorders, fit glasses, and run a small self-sustaining ministry. iFix is a program designed by iTech, that's the one in your neighborhood, iTech, to provide training in maintaining and repairing small engines and equipment such as chainsaws, outboard mortars, portable generators, plays an important part in the livelihood of people living in remote areas of the world. That's iTech. And they're your neighbors. Let me tell you again where they are. 10575 Southwest 147th Circle in Dunellen. But here's the phone number, 465-4545. If you're not an internet aficionado and you like to do old school, it's 465-4545 in your 352 area code. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a last clip that I had. I asked Steve Saint to give us some departing words. I gave him the mic. If he's going to give me his time, an hour of his life, to a complete stranger, I want to make sure he had his broadcast time. So here's Steve Saint. Steve Saint, at the end of every show, it doesn't matter who I interview, I give people essentially, you've got a broadcast time, here's my audience, we're paying for the airtime. If you had just your one opportunity to say something to our listeners, this is your time to do it.
You know what? I would say life that God has given us isn't about performance. It's about obedience. And what we do at iTech is what God has called us to do. It's part of the big family. It takes all the parts of the body to make it function and work right. I guess the bottom line, I think, from having lived about almost 60 years now, is that the important thing isn't what we do in life, it's why we do it. And God, I know from the Bible, wants to write a story with our lives. He has plans for us. It says in
I know the plans that I have for you.
Yeah, plans for good, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God wants to write a story with our lives. It says that in Hebrews 12:2. I think that that's the biggest decision that we have to make, is whether we're going to write our own story or let God write our story for us. And I think that's basically the gospel, is not to go out and impose our beliefs on anybody, but it's to say, hey, God has written, he has plans for you, and he wants to write your story. Won't you please let him write the story? Listen and obey. That's really our purpose in life. Otherwise, like Shakespeare said, all of this is just a brief candle that spits and sputters its hour upon the stage and then is seen no more. I believe that life has much more purpose than that, and I can tell you from personal experience that I've never been better paid than when I've been doing what God has called me to, without salary or with low salary, whatever. But the sense of significance that we get from ministering to the needs that other people have instead of just trying to look out for number one is a very, very dynamic, and it's a very rewarding. It's a way to live that gives a great sense of significance. And so I highly promote it, and if some of you people in this area would like to be a part of what we're doing at iTech, or you would like to learn the things that we do so that you can go and teach people that are hurting in frontier areas, both meeting their spiritual and physical needs and helping them meet the needs of others, you get in touch with us and let us know. Our website again is iTechUSA, ITECUSA.org, and the Maverick is MAVERICKLSA, lightsportaircraft.com. And our telephone number here in the 352 area is 465-4545. So give us a call. Come by. Ron, we'll give you times. We do tours. Our research and development center looks a lot like a museum. Got a 22-foot snake skin on the ceiling of one of the rooms, and a jaguar skin on the wall, and we've got blowguns and spears and flying machines and glasses and portable dental operatories. Come on by.
Wow. Thank you, Steve Saint.
Thank you, Dave.
That's good stuff. And you know what he said? I was never better paid except for those times when I was doing what I was supposed to, in spite of the pay. I will tell you, I will just totally back that up completely, living on the edge as we have been for 12 years. I encourage you. We're here. Normally, you think this is strange. This is post-election. We got earth-shaking elections supposedly happening here. A lot of strange things happening in our country. And I go off my normal talk about the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong, to talk about this maverick flying automobile. What's he doing? What's he doing? I don't understand. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to just listen. Who knows what this is for? Who knows if there's somebody there who's got something gnawing on them? And they go, man, you guys said that. It hit me right between the eyes. It could be that this whole thing is about what God wants to do in one life. One life. Steve Saint's father and his four friends were murdered, arbitrarily killed. Innocent, it's the homicide of those who are innocent. That's murder. But it wasn't about that. God had a plan. It's amazing what our Heavenly Father will do because he wants to reach down and touch someone. And it may be you. So you heard this information about the Maverick, maverickLSA.com. The phone number there at iTech is 465-4545. And if you are struggling in your faith and you think, I don't know if I can do it, I mean, does God want me to give up my job? I mean, what's he asking of me? Well, I encourage you to go to our website, faithfreedoms.org. You can type in my name on an internet search, David Allen, that's A-L-A-N, Carmichael, davidallencarmichael.com.net.org, doesn't matter what you do. And I wrote a book called Faith, the Final Frontier, and it's available for free as a ebook. So if you get my website, scroll down, you'll probably see some kind of link to that book, Faith, the Final Frontier, and start reading it and wonder, what should I do? But this might change my life completely. Okay. To obey is better than sacrifice, to heed rather than the fat of lambs. The prophet Samuel said, and it's better to do what God wants you to do. Quit doing the math. All you see is the storms around you when he's got the authority to calm the storm just with a whisper. So it may be that this whole broadcast today was made for one person. And I'm serious about that. There's just times when I get in this little zone where I think, oh my goodness, I think God's doing that right now. So this whole 2-hour thing may be for you. So are you going to squander it? You're just going to shake it off and go, oh, no, that's just a coincidence. This is just some kind of gimmick. Nope, that ain't it. I'm just doing what I was supposed to do in spite of what the format of the show normally is. And of course, and the reason I mentioned this book, Faith of Final Frontier, not because I'm trying to popularize it. It's a chronicle of doing things, hearing from God, and doing what he asks you to do in spite of the consequences that would naturally come, and standing back and watching the miraculous. David Allen Carmichael for this Faith and Freedom Show. We will be back someday talking about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. Stay tuned to this Frank Talk 104.3 FM station. The more you support it, maybe there's more opportunities for people like me to say what we do. But I appreciate right now the sacrifice the station owner is making to giving me the availability to do this broadcast when otherwise I might not be able to do it of my own power. So stay tuned to Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Check us out on the web at faithfreedoms.org.